What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. If you're not familiar with the Box Score Breakdown, this is where we recap the games of the night, give you all the insight about the ads, drops, waiver wire pickups, all the good stuff that you need for your fantasy day-to-day basis. Put it like that. I hope you guys are having a great night. Today, we only had three games going on, so let's talk about them. Let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. Short and sweet. And, you know, as long as there's no injuries, everything is fine. So the first game of the night, we have the Indiana Pacers defeated the Sacramento Kings 116-105. And there was some interesting news and notes from this one. Maxime Raynal, we're going to start with him. He started. Now, this is their second round pick that a lot of people thought could have been a first round pick in the draft. He was tremendous in the offseason, in the summer league, preseason. But when the season started, crickets. They were playing the vets. But in this game, like I said, Maxime Raynal started, played 23 minutes, had 13 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Unfortunately, 3 turnovers, but that's really good production in 23 minutes. He went 5-for-8 from the field. And if you have not heard, you know, this is a Box Score Breakdown, but we're on the NBA Fantasy Today podcast broadcasting as well. You will hear from Aaron Brewski talking about Maxime Raynal as a pickup. I will confirm he is someone that should be on your radar. Depending on the depth of your leagues, you should definitely be considering adding Maxime Raynal. The Kings are 6-18. They have nothing to play for. They are not going anywhere. So they need to play the young fellas. Nick Clifford got 14 minutes off the bench as well. He should be getting more minutes as well. When the trade deadline comes up, I could see DeMar DeRozan being moved on from Russell Westbrook as well. Possibly Zach LaVine. This team is in need of an overhaul. So Maxime Raynal is going to start with him. He's going to be starting, I think, for the foreseeable future. But let's talk about Keegan Murray, their franchise young player. Played 37 minutes, but he had a bad game tonight with 8 points. He did have 11 rebounds and 2 assists, but 3 of 11 from the field, 1-for-5 from 3. Complete off night for Keegan Murray. They need him to perform very well to win, to even have a chance, especially with Sabonis out. So that's why you see they lost by 11. Speaking of Russell Westbrook, he played 40 minutes, the most of any King tonight. Had 24 points, 12 boards, 14 assists, 2 steals, and a block. This is a classic Russell Westbrook performance, like OKC Thunder Westbrook performance. It's just unfortunate that it's happening on a terrible team. You know, they have the same record as the Pacers. Both of these teams are going nowhere. Russ could stay here and keep putting up these stats, or, you know, they can move on from him. We will see. DeMar DeRozan, 20 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. And Zach LaVine with 16 points, 3 assists, 2 boards, and a steal. Unfortunately, 5 turnovers. Zach LaVine had a big game the other night, and you could tell he was frustrated, though, because he said, I can do this every night. They just got to give me the ball. So that's never good when that's being said. Off the bench, the only player in double figures was Precious Achiuwa with 11-5 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. Those counting stats are very important. And I will mention Nick Clifford again, 14 minutes, only has 7 points, but something to monitor because he's their first round rookie. Now for the Pacers, the victors of this game, let's start with Siakam, 23 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. He's just playing very consistent, good basketball all year long. J-Huff started again. He's a trending topic from waivers, but only 8-7 in this game. But he did have 2 steals and 4 blocks. He's blocking everything. And he's starting. He's playing 31 minutes. So he went 1-for-5 from the field. His field goal percentage hurt you. But everything else, very good. So you can't be too mad at it. The Pacers are starting Ethan Thompson. I don't even know who Ethan Thompson is. But he has 6 points and had 5 boards with 2 steals. They are just going through a cycle of no-name guys, two-way guys, to throw in their lineup for whatever reason. I don't know. Like, Jairus Walker was their first-round pick a couple years ago off the bench. Johnny Furphy, their hyped young fella, young prospect, off the bench, 10 minutes. So, you know, and other than that, it's just a bunch of two-way guys and G League guys and guys off the street. So I just wanted to let you know, Ethan Thompson started and played 28 minutes. I don't think he's worth adding because he'll probably be off the team in 10 days, but that's what it is. Andrew Nembhard was the player of the night, especially for this game, with 28 points, 12 assists, 4 boards, and 2 steals. He went 10 for 18 from the field. He can do this every now and then. I wish it would be more consistent. No one's going to get 28 and 12 every night, but sometimes he's 24 and 10, 24 and 8, 20 and 8. Then other games, he's 6 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. You know what I mean? Not 6-6-6, but you know what I mean. So I wish Andrew could get on track and be more consistent, because he should be a very viable fantasy player, especially for this tanking Pacers team. Benedict Mathurin played 35 minutes at 25 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, and 1 steal. They had 3 starters over 23. But Mathurin had another good game. He as well. He goes down with Andrew Nembhard. Talked about consistency. They can play a tremendous game and then they can disappear. So I actually think this bad season they're going to have, the lack of Tyrese Haliburton, is going to allow them to go through their ups and downs, and they will find a level of consistency because they're not just in there until they make a mistake, then pulled. They're going to use this year, and it's going to be very helpful for them next year. I spoke about Jairus Walker, the only double-digit player off the bench, 12 points, 3 boards, 1 assist. Just weird that they're starting guys like Ethan Thompson over him. Now, Jairus Walker should be playing better, so I will say that, but still. Isaiah Jackson, I'll mention him because he played 17 minutes, but he has 0 points, has 7 boards, 3 steals, and 2 blocks, though. So he was not interested in putting the ball in the basket at all, but he was interested in playing defense. 3 steals and 2 blocks, you can live with that all day, every day. And like I said, if you listen to us on the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, the legends Doc and Brew will be back later with their regular episodes. Just make sure you subscribe to the Box Score Breakdown. Check us out on Twitter, X, YouTube. We record live. We are live right now. We can answer your comments and questions as soon as we get the chance, right at the end of the show. So submit them and I'll be with you. All right, next game. Like I said, 3 games tonight. The Suns defeated the T-Wolves 108-105. As we know, no Devin Booker. He's going to be out for a while, unfortunately, just when they were rolling. But if you are not familiar with Colin Gillespie, he is the guy you need to be adding, or adding to your watch list, at least. I'm sure in most leagues, competitive leagues, he's been scooped up, especially deep leagues. But with no Booker, he had 19.6 boards, 4 assists, and 1 block. He can do that every night. And, you know, he's a guy that has shown flashes in the past, but now he's really getting the opportunity with Phoenix. So, and he was playing well with Booker. So without Booker, look out. You know, Grayson Allen was out too, but he's back. But it doesn't hurt Gillespie because Booker is out. So that's a name to keep an eye out on. But speaking of Grayson Allen, 12 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. Solid. That's all you can ask for from Grayson Allen. You want the threes. Unfortunately, he went 1-for-8 from 3, so he didn't help you in that category tonight. Mark Williams started, but had 22 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals. No blocks, unfortunately, but 22-7 and 2 steals from Mark Williams. You'll take that every day of the week. He played 29 minutes, didn't get hurt. That's all you can ask for. And they got the win. And now Dylan Brooks, he had been banged up, but he played in this one 18 points, 2-2, 7 for 20 from the field. Solid. I mean, you can't ask for much more than that. He'll have games in the 30s every now and then, but this is more what you should expect from Dylan Brooks. Royce O'Neal with 11-8 with 5 assists and 2 steals and a block. Good all-around game from Royce O'Neal. That's what you expect from him. Also, Iguodaro, 10-5 with 2 assists and a steal. Jordan Goodwin, another player that's been very productive.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Before this Phoenix team, especially when guys are out like Grayson Allen and Devin Booker, he had 9-3 in this one with a steal. And Jamari Bouye, if you're not familiar with him, he had been playing well as well, but only 5-1-1 in this one because Grayson Allen is back. So Grayson Allen coming back did not hurt Gillespie. It did hurt Bouye tremendously, and it hurt Goodwin just a little bit, but Goodwin still played 26 minutes. For the Timberwolves, Julius Randle had 21 points, 8 assists, 3 boards. Very nice game. Julius Randle is one of the few bigs that always has more assists than rebounds. And normally he has a good amount of rebounds as well. So that's why he's such a loved fantasy player for me, because not many bigs are going to get you point guard number assists. So Randle should be respected more because that's a unique trait. But speaking of greatness, Anthony Edwards had 40 points tonight, and he shot tremendously. 15 for 21 from the field, 7 for 9 from the free throw line. You'll take that. 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. 40-9 with a steal. Anthony Edwards is back, ladies and gentlemen. He's had some down games, but great to see that. You know, we'll talk about DiVincenzo. In 27 minutes, he had a really bad game. 1 for 7 from the field, 2 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and 1 steal. It happens to everyone. Dante's been having a good year. It's nothing you can do about it. Rudy Gobert, 15 points, 8 boards, and a steal. Unfortunately, no blocks. That's solid production from Rudy, 15-8. This year has been a down year for him, so this is one of his better games, but you still need him for blocks. Jaden McDaniels, super down game. 4 points. Jaden and DiVincenzo played terribly, and you see that's why they lost. 4 points, 1 for 7 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3. He did have 6 boards and 3 assists and a block, but Jaden and DiVincenzo's stats combined are pretty much not a good game. So that's, you're not going to win with that. Off the bench, Naz Reid played 30 minutes and only had 6 points. And he did have 9 boards and a steal, but that just goes to show you they were struggling big time. I will give a shout out to Bones Highland, who played 16 minutes, had 14 points and 3 assists and a steal in 16 minutes. So we know Bones Highland can be productive. The league just hates his archetype, and he never really gets a chance. But he shot that ball tonight, 5 for 8 from 3. And for the last and final game, the Spurs defeated the Pelicans. This one was a barn burner. There's no other word I can come with. So you got to deal with that barn burner. We'll throw it back with that one. But for the Spurs, you know, we have no Wemby. Let's start with De'Aaron Fox. 14 points, 4 boards, 7 assists, and 1 steal. You want more points from Fox, especially without Wemby, but solid. You know, he shot it bad tonight. 4 for 11. That's around 30-something percent. Low 30s. need a little better than that. But we did have Stephon Castle with 18 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, 3 turnovers, unfortunately, but solid 33% for him as well. It's surprising they won this game. Harrison Barnes has been a revelation. He's been going off lately with 24 points. Only had 2 boards and 1 assist, but the 9 for 15 from the field is very helpful in a team that needs scoring. Luke Kornet started, has 6 and 9. No defensive stats, though. And Devin Vassell, 1 for 5 from the field, only had 5 points, 3 boards, and 3 assists. So bad game right there. Off the bench, they had 4 players in double figures. Kelly Olynyk with 11 and 2 steals. Keldon Johnson with 12 and 6. Julian Champagne with 17, 6, 3, and 2 steals. Great game by Julian Champagne, but he still was not the best bench player for this team. Dylan Harper played 26 minutes. And like I mentioned, Devin Vassell did not play well. Dylan Harper might be coming for that spot. Dylan Harper had 22 points, 3 boards, 6 assists, and he was in at clutch time and hit the go-ahead layup to help them win the game over the Pelicans. So they were trusting with him late in the game. He didn't start, but he finished. So Dylan Harper, welcome. You've arrived. Let's hope he can keep this up. Last time he was getting momentum, playing very well, he got injured. So Dylan Harper came through for the Spurs tonight. I'll give a shout out to Carter Bryant, their first round pick. He had 4 points in 8 minutes. Just a name to keep an eye out on. And for the Pelicans, as we know, Zion is out for a while. DeJounte Murray still injured. So let's start with Jeremiah Fears, the rookie point guard. Top 10 pick. Had a bad game tonight. 5 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. 2 for 8 from the field. He didn't shoot it that much. Obviously that's 25% from the field, but he should have shot more. You know, he had 4 assists, but it's not like he was diming it out there. I'm going to go to the star of the night, though, for the Pelicans, Derek Queen. He had a triple-double. He broke records. He made a lot of headlines, but it's one of the youngest players with a 30-point triple-double. I mean, this is just an out-of-this-world game by Derek Queen. 33 points, 10 boards, 10 assists, 4 blocks. Normally, you see that everyone's talking about the triple-double, but the 4 blocks are almost more impressive. That's just a game you dream about. 11 for 15 from the field, 11 for 13 from the free throw line. This is absolutely a perfect game. And Derek Queen, I mean, the league is offering its apologies to the New Orleans Pelicans for trading that pick for him right now. And they're saying it's still a bad trade because that pick could be number one. But Derek Queen is looking like an absolute stud. And, you know, the Pelicans have a bright future. That's just not next year's draft because they won't have their pick. But, we bow to Derek Queen for tonight. Trey Murphy also lit it up with 32 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. And that's the Trey Murphy we expect to see. You know, he was a big trending name last year especially. And then this year we want to see even more. He's been hit or miss, but we know he can play like this. Herb Jones was back, first game back after injury. Had a really nice game, 17 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, 4 steals and a block. What a game by Herb Jones. Welcome back. That's your all-around stat category player that you're looking for. Sadiq Bey, he's been killing it lately, but, you know, we saw Trey and Derek stepped it up with the scoring. Sadiq Bey still has 17 points, 6 boards, and 2 assists. And it's just great to see him back this year playing good basketball. He's going to stay in the mix, and he's still starting. So that's a big deal for the Pelicans and Sadiq Bey. I'm happy for him. Off the bench, Jose Alvarado with 10 points, 3 boards, 6 assists, a steal and a block. Michael Peavy, 4 points. Bryce McGowan, 8 points and 2 assists. Jordan Hawkins only played 4 minutes. He was their first round pick a few years ago, but he seems to be passed up on the stacking board, cutting board, whatever you want to call it, on the roster, just because Michael Peavy was a second round pick this year and he played 3 times the minutes as Jordan Hawkins. So I don't know what's going on with that, if he's a little banged up or what, but that was the situation for this game. You know, on Mondays, there's normally 9, 10, 11 games. So this week is a different week. It just is what it is. It's going to be a lesser number of games this week. But let me tell you the players of the night for Monday, December 8th. Russell Westbrook, 24, 12, and 14. Andrew Nembhard with 28 and 12. Williams for the Phoenix. I can't even think of his name right now. Mark Williams, there we go. 22 and 7 for the Suns. Because he misses so many games, his name is just a blank. Anthony Edwards with 40 and 9. Dylan Harper, 22 and 6. And the go-ahead layup to win the game. And Derrick Queen with 33 points, 10 boards, and 10 assists. So, like I said, if you're not following the box score breakdown, if you're not following NBA Fantasy Today, please do so. Check out the YouTube, the X, all that good stuff. No questions tonight, but I just want to shout out Aaron Brewski. Follow him. He's got his trending players of waiver wire ads. He's got the Brewski 150. And if you didn't know, this is a Sports Ethos production. And I just love y'all. Appreciate y'all for watching. Check out sportsethos.com. Tim Woodson will be back for you guys for the box score breakdown tomorrow. Until next time, I'm out of here at William S. Bill. Peace.